You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, it really is pretty simple. You know, just trying to be a student of one's own learning. You know, thinking about surfing and how it relates to the rest of life comes up every time we get together and chat like this. But it's really fascinating, the little exercises you can set out for yourself to both glean information, better your technique and further your path. But these little tasks, I mean, if you set them up properly, you can learn so much so quickly. And it's not to keep it interesting. It's interesting enough. But what they do is show you how deep and complex the whole thing is. So, man, it's been fun. We knew there was going to be some waves for a bunch of days. So I set on a little exercise and surfed a different surfboard every single day. Only one session a day. So nothing too crazy. But what I wanted to do was, well, let me back up. It started with trying to keep myself in my perception of how boards work. Now, put yourself in your position. Naturally, you are. But think in your own life how you understand your boards and the boards you've gotten to ride and the ones you want to. So think about you and your understanding of surfboards. So me and my understanding of surfboards, I want to be honest. I want to be vulnerable to continue applying what is working and throwing away what has been a good experiment and yet produce things that we can walk away from either with a grateful heart that we tried them and got the wiggles out and now move on, or an interesting curiosity to consistently move down that path. So with your own understanding of how surfboards work, it's for me was time to just clean the slate in my mind and just control and honesty, you know, like where we at. So I built myself a shortboard. Been a while since I'd just ridden and built a very, very standard, no fancies, no asymmetry, no craziness in any part. Just what had a little blue resin swirl on the bottom, but essentially just white thruster, you know, things I'd written for years and years. And just to go out and just where we at, you know, kind of go back to a benchmark, I want to say. Come back to that mark on the bench that you were so familiar with, so what you knew for so many years, and just to assess where my surfing was at. Now, if you think about your own understanding and your own surfing, hopefully it's with anticipation of growth, but the point I'm trying to make here is what you bring to each different board you ride or want to ride or hope to ride is your surfing. It's a consistent variable. Now, days change and so do our moods, attitudes, muscles, and excitement levels, but your understanding of how to surf, your eagerness of which things you want to do, pretty much stay the same. And this experiment was really fun just to get onto a very normal shortboard again and just to feel how that felt. Of course, I knew the board was going to work and it was going to be fun, but I'm saying this with the insight that I gleaned that my surfing actually felt the same, which is not a disappointment at all. The surprising factor was, you know, it didn't really matter what I was riding. My surfing's improved over the years and I continue to try and improve it still. That'll be endless, but you know, there were things that I could feel in the board that I could have made change and tweaks and so on and so forth, and that's exactly why the boards have changed. But the way I actually felt doing turns and connecting dots on a wave was to my current ability, with my current understanding and with the familiarity and confidence that I've garnered to date. That's where things got really exciting. So I went back to some other boards and, you know, rode the board again. It's going to stick around for a few months, and it's something to keep coming back to. And knowing that I can make this board different according to what I've been working on, to work with a sense of freedom according to the asymmetry and the changes involved, to let that happen the way I'm standing, yet also a confidence in that if this was the only way I knew or had to ride it, it's my surfing that I need to work on and understand and feel and consistently tweak and meter and measure. So I set out on this exercise and knew there would be waves. I rode a different board every day. And there have been some waves in the water, so, you know, from, I wouldn't call them guns, but full step-ups, step-up short boards, grovel boards, kind of fun, stubby, tubby little guys, and a huge variety of waves. And, I mean, I don't think this exercise would be as interesting if it was, you know, you ride the right board on the right day for the right occasion. It was, you know, I had it in my head one day to ride this certain board. It was embarrassing the kind of wave I paddled it out on. But I knew that the control through turns, which were going to be easy to catch waves on, would feed back the sensation of how similar it felt to the short board on the afternoon before. I bring this up because this was a free experiment. I assume you have a few boards sitting in your garage or in your quiver. Hopefully they're really nice and you love them all. But, you know, when I started collecting boards many, many years ago, it was in South Africa, and the second-hand board market was extremely rife. In fact, boards would, you know, you'd recycle them over and over, and so I would save up my monies and I built up a little quiver. And knowing that it was going to be difficult to shape that many boards that you wanted to feel, because I was shaping, people wanted to try, give me a turn on that board of yours. And it would be, you'd probably get about three waves on someone else's board to feel. So I, at that point, set out on a challenge to ride a different surfboard every day to try and get myself to a point where if I only had three boards, in other words, can I get used to hopping on another design and adjust as quickly as I could so that I could feel something that I didn't have to buy because I had to give it back. You know, that was one part of trying to do this and why I did it, but it's been years since I made a conscious effort too, and I'm going to continue running this experiment. I can't wait to go surf tomorrow, and I know exactly what I want to ride. We'll see if that works out, but you put a couple boards in the van. But, you know, this is an experiment that you can go to and do yourself, because what it does is highlight the consistent points that you bring to your surfing. Now, technique aside, it's the mindset on how to surf, what to do, and what's bringing you most joy, and what's feeling most connected to what you want to do and what you can do. Funny story is I actually got a call to come and coach somebody again this morning, and I don't consider myself a coach. Well, not yet. Maybe one day I'll put some formal training into that. But it was an open relationship with somebody who I had actually done some coaching with, and they wanted to get together since they were in town. So, yeah, packed the camera up and spend an hour shooting on the beach, and it's I'll close up with this point. I mean, I think being a student of your own process, you know, kind of stepping outside of one's mind and world and looking in, is a difficult thing to do, and I really respect people that can do that on demand. But running these little exercises, you know, coaching somebody, watching somebody surf, and not to be negative on what they're doing, but to positively reinforce the strong points. And then you think about them within your own world, taking your quiver and say you have five boards. Well, that's 5 days of different homework. And I don't want to make you surf something. Well, I don't want to make you do anything. You'll do what you want to do. But it's not even if you rode the wrong board in the wrong conditions. I mean, catch six waves, and I'm going to guarantee that you will be surprised at the insights you will glean And that's what this whole thing's about. It's such a fun lens through which to look at your own life, your growth, and your joys. So that's what's been happening. Well, there's lots been happening, but that's been the current experiment when it comes to how I'm trying to teach myself to continue to learn so that we can keep having fun together, moving these boards forward and the craft and the understanding, and have more fun with more freedom more often. We'll speak to you soon.